Good evening to those who are viewing. Before we complete tonight's service, I wanted to share a few words with you. We have all been accustomed or become accustomed to the term necessary services. And it is clear that from the perspective of public health, gathering in church is not regarded as a necessary service. And as hard as it is to accept that, we do accept it. As Elder Zacharias wrote in a paper that we talked about on Thursday, on our virtual lunch date that we have every Thursday, Elder Zacharias, writing from England, says, if the athletes, he uses the term footballers, which are soccer players, of course, he says the footballers are able to stop their games for the good of public health, shouldn't we as the church be able to do likewise? Do we not have at least as much discernment as the footballers? And so we continue to gather virtually, knowing that technically we are regarded from a public health standpoint as a non-essential service. Now, it would be easy to transition from that thought into talking about some of the services, the liturgical services we do in the church. For instance, Fridays of Great Lent. And over the course of my adult lifetime, I have seen participation in these services dwindle more and more. And I don't think it is because of a lack of faith on the part of the faithful. I think it is more because we are becoming, in an unfortunate sense of the word, more Americanized. And not Americanized in that we are influenced by a Protestant ethos by any means, because we know sometimes the Protestants can be more Orthodox than we are, but just Americanized because as Americans, sometimes we see church as the thing that we do on Sunday, and then there is the rest of the week. And then over the course of time, we lose touch with the various services of the church. They are more and more foreign to us, even when they're done in our native tongue. And we don't appreciate them, and we stop going to them. That is an unfortunate reality. And so it would be easy, perhaps, to preach a sermon about this being now a non-essential service. But rather than that, I wanted to remind everybody about the essential service of the church. And of course, we know that the church is the most essential service, with a capital E and a capital S, that there can be here on earth. And it is because it is through the church that we come to know Christ, that we walk with him, that we literally take him into our bodies. It is the church that shapes us. It is the church that offers us abundant life in this world, eternal life in the next world. We know that the church projects salvation out into the world, and that the church also projects comfort and hurt and mercy and healing out into the world. So we know from the standpoint of reality, not public health, but of absolute reality, the church is the most essential service. So what to do, you and I who are part of this essential service of the church? During this time, many of us, all of us, I would assume, are praying for an end to the coronavirus, and are praying also for the protection of those who are treating the ill, for the recovery of the ill. All of us know of or know people who have the coronavirus. And that is absolutely an essential thing to pray for. And tonight, as we chant the entire Akathist, it is an excellent thing to ask the Theotokos to intercede for on our behalf. But I would submit also that during this time, because it is Great Lent, but also because this coronavirus exposes so much of what is sinful about humanity, that each of us pray extra hard to repent. Our individual repentance will bear great fruit now and always in the world. If we want to project God's grace out into the world now, as we are isolated from each other, and later when we are joined together, then we must repent. And then, as we consider being part of this essential service of the church, that is the church, we need to consider what it will be like when the coronavirus quarantine has passed us and we reassemble to be the church. Certainly there will be thanksgiving and rejoicing, celebration, and tears. But then we will be returning as the church into a world that is much different. Likely a world where people are still suffering psychologically, where many will also be suffering economically. What role will Holy Trinity have in helping the world regain its footing after this horrible, painful disruption? We have a divine call to do that. We have never failed to answer God's call. And this is a question that we must begin praying about and grappling with now, because we don't know what the world will be like when the quarantine is over. But we do know that more than ever, the world will need Christ. And yes, as we consider our life as members of the body of Christ, members of the church, yes, it would be good for us to consider recovering the Orthodox ethos, which says that every minute of our life is a Pascha. Every minute of our life is a chance to encounter Christ. Being a Christian is not what we do on Sunday. It's who we are. That is the Orthodox ethos. And I don't by any means mean to imply that somehow then every one of us needs to be in church 3 times a day, 7 days a week. That is not realistic. We don't live in a monastery. And I will share with you what I have shared in past sermons. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 23, says this about the Pharisees. They bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their finger. So our goal as Orthodox Christian servant leaders, as clergy, is not to lay heavy burdens upon your shoulders and then, when you can't fulfill them, to make you feel guilty. Far from it. How horrible that would be. But my duty as an Orthodox Christian servant leader is to remind everyone that whenever possible, we must do all of the things that lead towards us moving from being Christians once a week, Christians as something that we do as part of our life, to being Christians whose life is completely infused and integrated with a love for our Lord. And yes, I'll be honest, next year, Great Lent, God willing, there will be no plagues, no pestilence, no viruses, and we will be worshiping during Great Lent. And it would be lovely when we gather on Friday evenings that more and more and more of us would regard praying to the Mother of God for her intercessions as an essential service.